The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I don't know why I should cry over you, sigh over you, even be blue. I should have known that you'd leave me alone and break my heart in two. Although you have left me alone to pine, and all of my love was a waste of time, someday your heart will be broken like mine. So why should I cry over you?
Swinging in. Here we go. It is Thursday with Piscopo in the morning. Good morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us. July 18th. Look at it. 6:06 on AM 970, The Answer. And around the country, around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. Great to have you with us this morning. I got a lot to get into. Sometimes I just want to get into it very heavy, hot and heavy, and I'm just celebrating. I love to see the enthusiasm for the president yesterday in North Carolina. He was he's great on his feet. I mean, it's hot. You could see it's you know, he was starting to sweat a little bit there, and but he didn't step away. You know, and at my, you know, he's older than I am, man, and I'm old. My brother, my sister, I'm old. So I'm thinking, man, this guy's up there. He's having a good time. And it was great, and it was patriotic. And I know he knows exactly what he's doing. And then, and you'll hear this all morning, as when he started mentioning Ilhan Omar, they started chanting, send her back, which is not, please. You know, you got to have a sense of humor, but now, of course, everybody's getting very, very upset because it's like, you know, if you come into the country, oh, go back to where you came from. And now they're gonna hold on to this mantra about Ilhan Omar, you know, and about use it against the president. So I think the criticism might be just. I understand what they're talking about, but I think what I have to keep explaining what he means by that. You know, by just going back to Somalia and maybe helping those people that need your help. But it's getting it once these people who have the fervor of reelecting the president again, they kind of get caught up on it, and it's going to make us look bad. So you got to be a little bit more, I think, under the radar with that. Although you want to chat about it in the morning. It makes me want to chuckle. President Trump's base, reading here, is behind him after he told a group of minority congresswomen to leave the country if they're not happy. Forgive me. I chuckle. See, I shouldn't laugh. You see, I'm a bad influence, right? I'm a bad influence. At a rally in Greenville, North Carolina, the crowd shouted, send her back, as the president spoke about Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. She's a, you know, American citizen, but you know, as we talked about Omar, and I got into it about her, and I'm looking all online, all the stuff, you know, it's creepy. All the stuff that I thought was fake news is turning out to be real news. This woman apparently actually married her brother just to get so he could get the immigration laws that we have here. Really, honestly, she married her. So now it's like everything that all these fringe, quote unquote, wackos started talking about is coming to fruition. And that's scary, man. That's scary. Plus, she's for that BDS movement, you know, that the boycott, divest, and sanction movement against Israel. She's on the floor. She says she goes right up. She's against Israel, and yet she is going to, and I think Tlaib, they want to go to visit Israel now. But Benjamin Netanyahu has the right not to allow her into Israel if she's for the BDS movement. So this is going to be serious. Good. It's nice that she's going to go over, but you know what's going to happen. She's going to go to the West Bank. You know, she'll be, you know, they'll toast her, you know, in Palestinian neighborhoods, you know, that'll have, rather than trying to bring everybody together. And but the fact that they want to go, do you let her go? Do you not let her go? It's something to get into. Hey, Joe on the radio. And so this is interesting. Help me out here. Because Rand Paul, you heard this, right, is keeping a bill extending funding for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund from passing quickly. And Kirsten Gillibrand, she wanted to, she's Democrat. You know, she was for passage through a unanimous consent vote, but Rand Paul objected. And Rand Paul makes a lot of sense, and he's one of those voices you go, well, yeah, but he gets a little too libertarian. Now he's going to stop this thing, and that's wrong. I think it's wrong. The Kentucky Republican, Rand Paul, said new spending needs to be fully debated. See, he doesn't need to do that here. Not for this Victims Compensation Fund. This is an extraordinary situation. Am I right or wrong? Am I right? It's like the measure extends funding for the 9/11 fund for years to come. It recently cleared the House on an overwhelmingly bipartisan vote. And you would think once Mitch McConnell said it was okay, that the 9/11 fund was okay in the Senate, that you thought it was going to pass. Now Rand Paul holding it up. How do we get around that? And what happens in that regard? We'll get into that this morning. John Stewart again on with Brett Baer last night of Fox News sticking up for it. And you're going like, whoa, you know, just pass this bill, please. And it's because we're close, because we're in New York. If you're listening outside of New York, you don't understand what it's like, what it was like, you know, down by Wall Street, down by the Freedom Tower, where the Freedom Tower is now. Or you go, if you drive by the area there where they have the monument, you know, and the memorial to 9/11, you drive by that, make the sign of the cross, you know. And I was like, I can't imagine what went on that morning. And then for years after that, the mess that it was in downtown New York. And I guess Rand Paul just doesn't see it. I understand he's right. You know, we're spending more than we have, but this is something that you just really got to concentrate on, I think, and I think he's wrong. So here's another story. Speaker Nancy Pelosi defending this week's House vote, condemning President Trump's attacks on minority Democrats. You know this. Speaking at the Capitol yesterday, Pelosi noted that the resolution called, we talked about this yesterday, of course, right? So I don't understand. They're going after the president on all of these things, and that now they have this resolution where they're holding the AG Barr and Wilbur Ross in contempt. They're going after that. Does the House have anything else to do than to go after this president? Do you see what happened? Do you see what happens when you put the Democrats in charge? And I'm telling you, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I don't say anything bad, okay? I don't say anything bad. I just do not understand. If you get elected in, and that they take, quote unquote, they take the House. Stay with me on this. What exactly happens? Nothing. They go after the president. They try to take down the president. And the fact that they continually go for these votes, and then they put a vote forth to impeach the president, and that was shot down. To impeach the president. They never said, not one news story yesterday said what they were going to impeach the president for. What was it for? What? Not one news person said, I'm sorry, what's the impeachment for? I mean, honestly, how do we get here? Now you and I go, see, that's why you can't vote for the Democrats to put them in, because it's a party that's lost. They don't know who they are. Are they way progressive left? Are they communist socialists? What happened to the Blue Dog Democrats, who are really good, who we put on this program, don't even have any voice at all. Yet now, this is what's happening with the Democrats in the House. And all you and I got to go is go, see, what's the, when I got, and every time they go, you voted for Donald Trump? How could you vote for Donald Trump? Oh, my God. And they go on and on. And I go, what's the alternative? Look what's happening in the House with the Democrats. They can't even, there's four congresswomen that are hijacking the party, you know? And I mean, to hold the AG Barr in contempt, that's just nerve. It's just nerve, you know? And for what reason? For what reason except just to go after the president? Power outages reported across New York City last night. Is this now? What is this? Hey, Frankie Five Boroughs. Hey, good morning, Frankie. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Quarter after six. There was power failure last night now?
There were. I mean, given all the thunder and lightning we had last night,
it's
I guess somewhat understandable. But Con Ed crews are apparently working hard to restore everybody by this morning. So hopefully anybody that's still without power, hopefully they're in the process of getting it back.
What? So, Radio, several New Yorkers are recovering after a night without electricity. What? Guys, come on. Now, how did I miss this? I guess because I went to bed early. Mayor de Blasio said last night there were outages in Queens through Flushing. Con Ed responded. Was the mayor in town, by the way?
He was. Very rare day that he was here in New York, but yes.
Con responded to an outage in the Throgs Neck section of the Bronx, as many as 3,000 people were without power in Staten Island last night. Did they get the power on? As of 9:30, most of the power was restored. We got it back now, Frankie?
Well, I don't think everybody is back at this point, but I'm researching to see how many folks are still without power at the moment.
How are you? I was so fired up yesterday, and then my mother says to me, "I'm fired up, and I just wouldn't stop all morning long, 4 hours." So as I would step on the air this morning, and we wish you all the very best. It's Thursday, July 18th, quarter after 6 o'clock, and my mother says, "Oh, so you're other the guys weren't there yesterday, huh?" Because I think I talked to you two times yesterday, Frankie, so I apologize for
that. That's okay. We had a lot of folks on.
We did. There were a lot of guests. We'll make up for it today. So I felt that's what I wanted. So I wanted to go to you early, say, how are you? Is everything all okay?
Yeah,
and
very
I just
thoughtful.
Wanted to reach out to you.
Yes, no, all's well. All's well. Thank you.
I felt so guilty all of a sudden, you know. So were the guys down there? Now, Al, you could hear Al not here because otherwise, what Lord knows what could be happening when Al is here. He could just barrel through anything. Al's taking a couple of days off. So,
irrespective of what we're actually talking about, it won't slow Al down.
My man, how's the wedding stuff going? There, that's what my mother wants.
Good, I got your RSVP yesterday. That was nice.
See?
Yeah,
no, I'm sorry it took so long.
No, it's okay. Plenty of folks didn't get RSVP.
Hey, Matt, don't listen for a second. Yeah. Is everybody in the station going?
No,
to
well, anything? Not everyone was invited, honestly.
Yeah, in the state, because you can't.
Right, exactly. So you walk through
the whole sales thing. You can't invite. Did you invite? Wait, stay with me on this. Did you invite some salespeople and not some other salespeople?
That's right. Yes.
Oh. And the salespeople you didn't invite, look at you now. And you look this every time you see them in the hallway. It's like I know. I just couldn't put.
I just look. Most of my day here when I'm not with you is spent avoiding people and trying to get out of here early, because any encounter I have with anybody that works here, it just results in me getting more work to do. Right. So I walk by quickly.
Yeah, you mean like jumping on the air when there's a blackout?
Yeah, that's a special case. Look, that's what radio's for.
Did Matt is Matt's not looking at it. Did you invite Matt?
Which
did
Matt?
You, Matt in the studio looking right at you.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
oof, yeah. Matt, that's sorry. Good day. Matt.
I made the list.
You made the. I am the worst. I'm like a little gossip.
Well, look, I have a whole almost invited list. So, if we get a lot of people who start declining, I can make that. I can then get to the almost invited list.
Yeah, but no one's
my idea.
No one's declining. Right?
Well, so far only 17 people, so it's getting hairy. I'm hoping some folks I know in California and Florida that were invited are not going to be able to make. But my idea, Joe, and so far this has gone over like a lead balloon with my fiance, is to have a backup party for all the people that didn't get invited.
Great idea.
She doesn't like that idea. It's nice. I think this way, at least these people will think that they've been thought of.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Oh, I feel for you, man. I went through this whole thing. I went through it twice. Except the second wedding was big, and we invited just everybody. Sometimes, all right, you put them on. But anyway, listen, we'll get into it. But Frankie, Frankie's here. Frankie's alive and well, Mom. Al's taking off.
Thank you, Mrs. Piscopo. Thanks very much.
Worries about the guys.
That's very kind.
I was just fired up. I just get so fired up. All the negativity, all the insanity down there. Bridget, did you see that note? I you know what I'd like to do, Matt Zambolin, helping us with the show now. I'd like to get that that email that Bridget sent me. It's so great. I'd like to put it out, maybe put it on my website. Except it's, I think it's too big to, like, post. So maybe we could go to a site. I could put it to a site. That was the nicest email. Bridget, thank you if you're listening from down in Florida. Appreciate it. Always saying just keep, you know, keep the faith, Joe. Stay on track, Joe, you know, because you really get distracted. And I get so upset by all the insanity that's happening. And I, you know, I'm trying not to get upset this morning. But as I look at the rest of the news, we'll get into it as we go on. But I mean, really, to vote on a resolution, you know, holding AG Barr in contempt. I mean, just because it's just a power play. And to vote, we will not impeach the president. It's like, oh, we're supposed to be happy about this. But to put that on the floor and then he's got to be impeached. Not one person and not one reporter asked why specifically. Give us the breakdown on why the president, you would impeach the president, and they got nothing. Hey, we'll get into it. I'm telling you, but we're trying to be nice this morning. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio, 6:20 with Frankie Five Boroughs. Matt Sambolin is in for Al Gattulo, and Debbie Duhame's out there on the roads looking out for you. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning, girl? I'm
good. I liked Frank's idea of the backup wedding.
Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah, but people will think they've been thought of.
Right. Exactly.
They'll just think it. They weren't, but they'll think it.
I feel so bad. I feel so bad for him.
I love that.
I got to tell you, honestly, and you're listening. You're listening, and it's like, and we're a family here. And you got to thank Jerry Crowley putting us all together and Phil Boyce. I'm telling you, it's a great family. And when we walk the hallways and we talk with everybody, it's great. But if you're not inviting somebody, you know they're going to look at you. Debbie, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Bum,
poor
that
Frank.
Bum, that bum didn't invite me.
You know what? I get relieved when I'm not invited to a wedding.
I mean, I know, me too.
So, like, I'm sure a lot of people don't care to be invited.
Oof, got away with that one like that?
Yeah. Saves me a day of having to travel Staten Island. Saves me having to, you know, get a gift. Absolutely. I think a lot of people are probably relieved.
They're probably like, oh, Frank, don't look at me. No, I don't want to be invited. They hide when Frank walks by.
Yeah. It's okay. Can I donate my invite to someone else?
It's transferable. Absolutely. You can scalp it. You can scalp it. So there was somebody, that works here that I wasn't sure whether to invite or not. And then I said to a third party, I said, should I invite so-and-so? The person says, invite this person. I don't think they'll come. So maybe they'll send a gift. They'll appreciate being thought of.
The person
is not only coming, but wrote back on the RSVP, can't wait.
That's me.
Well, a few people did. It was not you that I'm talking about.
Can't wait?
Yes.
Can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a great wedding. Are you kidding me?
Deb, you're going by yourself. You're bringing one of your handsome friends.
I was going to bring a handsome friend, but I'm going by myself so I can dance with everybody and have fun.
If you're with somebody, you know, stuck with this handsome guy here who doesn't want to dance. I don't dance, Debbie. I do not dance.
I'm going to dance with everybody. Yeah. I'm going to have a blast.
I won't dance. Don't tell me. Hey, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the road. There we go. Frank's alive and well, Mom.
Yay.
Thank you again, Mrs. Piscopo.
No one was there.
I was doing the news yesterday.
She missed that. We just some days, and I'll tell you, someday we're going to get all fired up, and I think you have to, you know. So we were just kind of fired up yesterday. Hey, 6:22 right now. Debbie's always looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. How are we looking this morning, Debbie?
Well, good morning, Joe, Frank, Mac. Good morning, everybody, and Mrs. Piscopo as well. Let's see what's happening out here on the LIRR Oyster Bay branch. Looks like a 15-minute delay with signal problems. Also, 3 canceled trains this morning with New Jersey Transit. Let's go inbound at the GWB, 15 minutes into the lower, okay to the upper. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland about 20. 78 eastbound, the ramp at exit 57. Getting reports of an accident there. Car went right off the ramp, so expect some delays there. It's a little bit slippery, so be careful. 78 east exit 15, an accident reported reported as well over in Hunterdon County. And we're still seeing delays on the westbound BQE right at the Kosciuszko Bridge. That's an accident. Traffic is still kind of busy on the southbound Van Wyck at Atlantic Avenue, but some flooding finally subsiding as you head out through that stretch. And over on the LIE westbound, pretty busy right through Little Neck Parkway. Checking in on the forecast, thunderstorms today, high of 81, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 92. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, this is Jerry Crowley, Vice President and General Manager at Salem, New York. If you're listening to my voice right now, you're a listener to either AM 970 The Answer or AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. If you love one of these stations, and you should, and you have experience in sales, we'd love to talk to you. You already understand our mission and what we do, so now maybe you'd like to join the team and help us in this mission. If you have sales experience and understand digital marketing, we just might have a job for you. Give us a call at 212-857-9638. Ask for Courtney or leave a message with your information. Again, that's 212-857-9638. 212-857-9638. This could be a life-changing opportunity for you. You'll never know if you don't call.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, boss. 625 right now on AM 970, The Answer. I love telling you about Durasan. I live with my Durasan. You know, with Durasan, first of all, it's a hand sanitizer, Durasan. And I want you to go to Durasan.com, check it out, or you can call 844-DURASAN, 844-DURASAN. And I'm always telling you, if you got like an office, you got some, a workplace, and you want to put in, like you're going to put in the other hand sanitizer, no names mentioned, Purell, that kind of just, it just dissolves in your hands after 12 seconds, and it's kind of greasy, it smells bad, and it just isn't, doesn't take care of the germs. Like Durasan is water-based, non-toxic hand, it's a hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects your skin up to 24 hours. It's what we did with the Retro Fitness Gym that my friend Stacy and I got down in Flemington, New Jersey. I always get that plug in, you notice that if you're down in the area, come on down. I tell you, I'm a gym geek, I love it. But when we walked in, we brought Joe Giovanello down. Listen to me, and you do the same, you could do this for your business. He goes in and he goes over and he sprays and he desanitizes the whole gym. Not that it needed it, but you just want to know that it's clean. You could smell the cleanliness when you walk into that gym now because of Durasan. This Durasan product is spectacular. I can't tell you enough. And when you listen and you're kind enough to listen, especially this early morning hour, which I always call our intimate hour, you're kind enough to gather around our kitchen table, you got to check out this Durasan. It's spectacular. And I'm not supposed to say this because I don't want to make this claim because I can't. When I tell you about something, like if I use the different words like I said about Joe cleaning up and desanitizing, the FDA, I swear to goodness gracious, they were listening. And they said, you can't say that on the air. You can't say, okay, that's okay, Mr. FDA. So I just want to be clear. This is for me. I'm speaking for myself, how well this product, Durasan, works for me. It can cure cuts like Neosporin does for me. So if I'm walking out on the gravel outside, my bare feet, and I use Durasan, it heals it quicker than Neosporin Durasan does. But that's me. I can't make that claim. That is for me. So we want you to check out 844-DURASAN. They came to us first. I appreciate that loyalty. Joe came, made in Passaic, New Jersey. They said, let's go on Piscopo show. I appreciate that. We want you to try Durasan. Put aside all the other hand sanitizers. It is time to get the cutting edge. And the cutting edge hand sanitization and antimicrobial hand soap and all this organic mosquito spray I told you about, it's Durasan. And if you mention Piscopo, you get 20% off when you mention the show. All right? 844-DURASAN. Would you try that? Durasan.com as well. And here's the number if you like digits. 844-387-4726. Durasan.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the lights.
Horse with no name, man, right? Is that what we got here?
Yes, sir.
So, do you know what this song is about, Matt Sambo? Do you know what this song is about?
I do not.
Frankie Fibros, do you know?
No, I'm eager to know, though.
Well, this is sometimes the nickname for heroin is what, Frankie?
H?
Yeah, horse.
Yeah.
So that's what this song is about, apparently. It's rumor has it.
You know, I was going to guess that, because, but it feels like every song's about heroin.
Yeah.
I'm glad I picked this song.
Like I got you under my skin.
Right,
you mean
everything?
Right? That's supposed to be about it. So the rumor has it, Frank Sinatra Jr. is on the bus with the band. And I don't know that this is true. This is rumor has it. Again, I have to do these caveats when I tell you on the radio. Well, I heard on the radio. Yeah, but I'm telling you, this is rumor, okay? So, because the old man's son, Frank Jr., was playing this in sets when he would perform around the country. The horse with no man. He would do it from the stage. And someone said, oh, that's about H. H means horse, you know, about America, right? He goes, that's the name of the group. He goes, what? And Frank Sinatra Jr., I heard, stop the bus. Went under the bus, they opened up, got the arrangements out, ripped them up, threw them away, and never did the song again. Yes, I love those stories, man. I love those stories. There's some great musician stories, like the stories about with Buddy Rich. There's a recording of the great Buddy Rich that he railed on the musicians that were on the bus because the set wasn't good or something, and they listened to that. And then Paul Anka saying, you know, railing. I like these little esoteric little recordings that you hear and these stories that you hear from the road. Lord knows I have lived. I don't know that that's true.
Well,
Matt, it's a nice song. Thank you for putting it.
It's a great song. But so I'm reading this interview now by the Dewey Bunnell, who wrote the song. And it is true that radio stations in the 70s, many of them refused to play it because they thought it was about heroin. But at least the fellow that wrote the song 30 years later claimed that it was not about heroin. He said, all I'm saying is at any point during that ride, the desert, he could have given the horse a name. And then he said it's about solitude, and it's not at all about drugs. Solitary thinking in a peaceful place, the writer claims it was about.
Now, how can we verify I've Got You Under My Skin is not about heroin? How do you research that, Five Boroughs, right? We got to look, because the people say, yes, that's Cole Porter wrote it because he dabbled in some, you know, in drugs. So, but it's still a great tune, And maybe we should just take it for what it is.
Exactly.
A great tune, you know. 6:31. You know, we got to go to a break. Is Congressman Kelly coming up?
Absolutely.
I'm so excited. This guy's great. This guy is what you call a great representative. Congressman Kelly from Pennsylvania will join us. Martha Bonetta, who we absolutely adore. She is chairman of Vote America First. They are already out, Martha Bonetta, and a lot of these women going across, so Madison Jesioto, our buddy, as well, across the country, and there are Women for Trump is what they're calling themselves, and it's exploding across America. Martha will break it down about that with her Vote America First initiative throughout America. And also, the female challenger to AOC. Now, I posted it. She was supposed to be with us today.
We got bumped for Fox and Friends.
Yeah, listen, clear enough, fair enough, rather. And what's her name again?
Sherry Murray.
Yeah, the ad looks great, Frank. It looks great. That isn't just an ad. That's a movement. That's a lot of people putting a lot of money behind this girl. So she'll be with us tomorrow. And we always get second billing to TV shows, I guess.
Yeah, I
understand that. Because we're like local. Though, El Piscopo? No. We're going to go on Fox and Friends first. Unless a lot of guys come. A lot of the guys hold off. While they're at the studio, they will still call us. And we appreciate those folks doing that. Joe Borelli's going to be on the show. And also Michael Goodwin. You don't want to miss Michael Goodwin as well. Senior political columnist for the New York Post. I just want to tell you this real quick. Northern New Jersey is going to get roasted this weekend. Be careful, okay? The National Weather Service has already placed an excessive heat watch for much of Bergen, Essex, Passaic, and Union counties that starts Saturday afternoon. It's going to be hot. I love it. And you'll hear me tell, look at this. It made, wow, heat index values. What is that? Is that like the wind chill, Frankie? Heat index are expected to top 112 degrees, and high dew points will make for seriously uncomfortable humidity. So be careful this weekend. I like it. You might want to, this is the weekend to head down the shore. I'm working, of course, this weekend. Of course, I'm working because that's why it's 112 degrees out there. But please be careful because I worry about you. Also, Frankie Five Boroughs, what we have to do, if I may humbly submit, the Dennis Prager, when he went and he was appeared before the subcommittee And what was exactly the subcommittee was? What was that for?
It was about internet censorship.
Internet censorship. Thank you. That he was brilliant. Dennis Prager, you hear Dennis every afternoon here on AM 970, The Answer. And we're going to play, I want to play parts of that speech if we can when we have the time. We're going to go to Congressman Kelly when we come back. Right now, Frankie's doing the news. Matt Sambolin's in for Al. You're welcome to call anytime, 877-970-2999. I'm trying to keep it nice and upbeat today. Can we do that? But believe me, I'm going to read a story. It's going to get me off the rails in a second. But right now, we'll keep it nice, and we'll get into it in a big way with Congressman Kelly. And Frankie's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
74 degrees at 634. I'm Frank Morano with your local news first. Here's what's going on. Another New York City firefighter is dead from complications caused from September 11th. The city's Uniformed Firefighters Association says retired firefighter 58-year-old Kevin Nolan of Engine Company 79 has died of an illness related to the 2001 attack on the World Trade Center. The Rye resident is the 199th member of the FDNY to die after taking part in the rescue and recovery effort at Ground Zero. His wake takes place tomorrow in Mamaroneck before his Saturday funeral in his hometown. And the U.S. military is sending over 2,000 troops to the southern border. The Pentagon said yesterday it's sending the troops in support of President Trump's immigration crackdown. 1,000 troops will come from the Texas National Guard, and the rest are active duty Army. In sports, the Yankees were rained out and will play a doubleheader beginning this afternoon, and the Mets won their fourth straight. Stuck in traffic? W. Hames got the answer.
And good morning, Frank. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here. New Jersey Transit 3 canceled trains this morning. Let's see what else is happening as you travel to the road. Southbound Van Wyck still moving a little bit slowly down through Hillside Avenue. Had some earlier flooding problems there. Now, speeds are down to 35 miles per hour at the Tappan Zee Bridge because of the weather. And over on 84 westbound, that ramp at exit 6 right past Newburgh, getting into 17K. It looks like a tractor trailer fire on that ramp. The fire extinguished, but still some ongoing activity as you head through that area. We're still seeing delays on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel because of that earlier stalled car. And traffic is moving pretty slowly across Bronx West, getting out toward 3rd Avenue. FDR Drive South in the 60s. A collision there, and the westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge getting reports of a spin-out. Inbound GWB 15 minutes in, Lincoln 20, Holland 20, 78 eastbound the ramp at exit 57 in Newark. It's an accident over on the ramp to watch for delays, and northbound 109 in Elizabeth. It's an accident over there as well. Some thunderstorms today with a high of 81, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 92. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens TrueMetrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Bill Baccalini, CEO of the New York Foundling, formerly the Foundling Hospital, the 147-year-old nonprofit and one of the city's longest-running providers of youth and family services. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. on the Cats Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
There's your block of radio. There's your Sunday morning, baby. John Catsimatidis. You do not want to miss that in the mornings, followed by Marano in the Morning. Really true, great block of radio on AM 970, The Answer. Congressman Mike Kelly's going to join us momentarily. Hey, if you're feeling run down, you don't have that energy, you know, you may want to try Balance of Nature. I humbly submit that you try Balance of Nature. Again, I can't tell you, there's a clinical study, but this is what Balance of Nature does, and I can't say it's not like it's a clinical study, and this, it's what happens with me. I'll tell you about me. That's the only thing I can tell you about. We love Balance of Nature. I'm walking through those sales hallways, you know, at work, and Frankie V is there. And he's a great guy, great salesman, and he's the guy that handles the quote-unquote Balance of Nature account. So I said, Frankie, how about this stuff, right? I say it like this. This was the day before yesterday. Frankie goes, I can't believe it. He goes, I had allergies, and I was at dinner with Frankie V. Was at dinner with the Howards, with Dr. Douglas Howard and his wonderful wife Sue, right? And the Dr. Howard said, "What, Frankie? What's wrong?" And Frankie goes, "I have these allergies." And so Dr. Howard says to Frankie, I'm right there. He goes, take this on Balance of Nature. Take this Balance of Nature. And take this. Frankie went on the regimen of Balance of Nature the way I did. Frankie, no more allergies. Boom. Just like that. Now, I can't tell you that's a clinical study. Legally, I can't say, see. But if it worked for Frankie, worked for me, worked for Frankie Marano, works for Al, works for Debbie, it's going to work for you. I'm telling you. You got to try it. And now we have this great deal for you because we want you to try Balance of Nature because I love you. Man, you're kind enough to listen. I feel a responsibility to tell you the good things that will better your life. And Balance of Nature is one of those things. You can receive 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, you get a set of convenient travel bottles, these great little bottles. I just got mine. I love these. They contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. That's all it is, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Here is the number for Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember to use the discount code The Answer. Good health, it's only a phone call away.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
All right, I'm guessing the songs here. What do you got here, Matt? What do you got? What do we got?
I Outstanding, know what the Gap Band.
What is it? All right. Get out of here. We got to swing.
Yeah,
we
this isn't. Yeah.
Is this not the intimate hour?
This is about heroin, though, this song. That's the thing.
No, I mean, that's the best. Every song we should have. You can do that on a Sunday morning, Frank. You exactly. You can do that.
Heroin
heroin themed. I don't mean to make jokes about it, please. Believe me, it's an epidemic in America. All drug themed music, right? No. You can let that go. We'll put that on the not so much.
Put that on the Al list.
Al, no, don't show Al. He'll play it over and over again for 6 weeks straight. These young kids are so funny. When I say, Al, can you do some music? The music comes in, and it's great, but then he plays it over and over and over. Like, I love the guy. Don't get me wrong. I was like my brother, man. But he plays the whole, so the new kids go, I have all new songs. So I go, did you send the new song? And Matt, you send the new songs to Al, right?
I've been informed they didn't go to Al.
And Justin gets them to Al as well. Justin,
what happens when they go to Al? No one knows.
They don't go on the air. I'll tell you that right now. Hey, Joe on the radio. So I don't know what to tell you. And I don't mean to rail, but, you know, Rand Paul, I know you're a Rand Paul fan, Frankie Fibros.
Well, I like him on some things. I like him on foreign policy mostly, and I like him on civil liberties. I think other areas, like, to me, there's no excuse for what happened yesterday. And so yesterday, Essentially, so the House already passed this, the permanent funding. So it was the Senate's turn yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
And here's the problem, right, with what Rand Paul did. Now, I'm all for having a discussion about fiscal austerity and actually paying for the things that the government does. Although, whenever we want to participate in a war in Yemen or do something like that, nobody ever asks the question, oh, how are we paying for this? Or those bombs that we're flinging towards Syria, how are we paying for that? No one asks that. When it comes to pay for the health care of 9/11 heroes, then we ask the question, how do we pay for that?
My problem with
what Rand Paul did yesterday is that there were 73 senators in support of this. And we should not have a system where one guy, it's really two guys because Mike Lee did the same thing, where two guys can trump the will of 73 senators. It's supposed to be majority rules in the Senate. And my problem with the filibuster rule and all these anti-majoritarian measures is that they're undemocratic. Let's have an up or down vote on this. And it would have passed with 73 votes had it gotten an up or down vote.
Wait, so I don't understand. So how could Rand Paul, one guy, just stop it? And Mike Lee voted against it as well?
Yeah, and that's exactly my problem, is that what they did was not reflective of, of the sense of the body, of the sense of the Senate. Because apparently what happened, in order to get this done quickly, they had all these victims' advocates and all the fire unions were down there. So Senator Gillibrand proposed doing it by unanimous consent, which gets it done quickly, basically. Yeah. And basically, you need everybody's consent to do it by unanimous consent. That's what unanimous consent means. And Rand Paul said no. He said, at the very least, we need to have this debate. I'll be offering up an amendment if this bill should come to the floor. But until then, I'm going to object.
And our friend, a dear friend, just texted us and just said that it was because it goes to 2090, and Rand Paul felt that that was too long, correct?
That's apparently one of the things he said. He said he wants a debate about this. It was going to pass yesterday with no debate. Wow. And Rand Paul felt, look, there should be some debate about it. Now, it sounds great, but, yesterday, yet another 9/11 first responder died. And it's really Chuck Schumer, who I hate to agree with on anything. He made the comparison to, we wouldn't decide all of a sudden to stop paying our troops in the middle of a war. And these men are, not any less heroes than the members of the military.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you something. It's just inexcusable how this happens. And sometimes I think Rand Paul, by the way, like Rand Paul, and I think you're right. He's the guy that stands. He makes common sense. His hair, how he could at his age keep that little thing on his head.
His hair. Impressive.
It's very interesting. Is it a weave? Is it a weave or that is real? It looks like it's real hair.
You're usually pretty good with detecting that stuff.
I would say Rand Paul's that little thing. It looks like a little animal on his head, right on the front. Kind of curled up like that. And I think that's got to be his real hair. But I think he does it sometimes to draw attention to himself. And just reading here. Just so you know what we're talking about, Senator Rand Paul keeping a bill extending funding for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund from passing quickly. Now, I guess they got to debate it. Our friend just texted us saying because it goes to 2090. If you're from this area, you hear it in when John Stewart steps up. Congressman King has been fighting tirelessly. Carolyn Maloney, and what Frank says, hear the story here that Frank just read. Another New York City firefighter died from complications caused from 9/11. The city's Uniform Firefighters Association says retired firefighter, 58-year-old, this is Kevin Nolan. Frankie just reported this, of Engine Company 79, has died of an illness related to the 2001 attack on the World Trade Center. Therein, we don't forget here, and you can't forget here. And so this is something that has to be passed. And I think it will, Frankie. Don't you think? I believe it will pass. I mean, I think this
Well, definitely will. I mean, there's 73 senators all in favor of it. So that's sort of what makes this move by Mike Lee and Rand Paul yesterday even more perplexing. They know this is going to pass, so why hold it up on a day when everybody came from New York to see this bill's passage and celebrate it? But look, I get what he's saying. But it's just a real shame that he had to go.
This is what gets me crazy is that the House votes on a resolution holding A.G. Barr, the Attorney General William Barr, and Wilbur Ross in contempt because of the census question. Because of the census question, they put a vote on the floor because A.G. Barr wanted a question that said, "Are you an American citizen?" Please correct? I have. Tell me, I have this wrong.
No,
Frankie,
well, you have it pretty much right. I mean, Congress sent the Attorney General and the Commerce Secretary a bunch of subpoenas, which they ignored, and they wanted more information about how this census question came to be. And because Barr and Ross ignored these congressional subpoenas, that's why the House voted to hold them in contempt yesterday. I mean, it's silly. I mean, who cares? Congress can hold me in contempt any day they want, and I'm just going to go right about my day. Doubly so for Wilbur Ross.
Wilbur Ross. And this is what they have done. And then they put you know who it is. They say, oh, we should impeach the president. So they put that vote on the floor. Yesterday, they put the vote on the floor with Congress on should we impeach the president, because they shot it down. This is all that Congress has to do. This is all that the House has to do. This is who they all got in. They voted. And it's an absolute mess. And I guess they shot that down. But what was the reasoning for the impeachment? Did they give any? Like, I keep asking this, Frankie Fibros. What specific reasons do they have to possibly impeach President Trump? I haven't heard one thing.
Well, so they say high crimes and misdemeanors. Right?
Exactly. And that would be, I can't get an answer, Frankie. I can't get an answer.
Well, wasn't actually articles of impeachment, but it was a resolution. Yeah. On impeachment. So had there been actual impeachment articles, it would have said, Article 1 has to do with violation of the Emoluments Clause. Article 2 has to do with obstruction of justice. Article 3 has to do with this. But that there was not any specificity in this resolution. A resolution is just kind of a sense of the body of how things are going to, how a body feels about something. And apparently at least 332 members of Congress didn't feel that they wanted to impeach the president, at least not yet.
Yeah, I always say bring it on. Bring it on. You said it early on. Bring it on. If they're going to do it, bring it on, because it's going to go absolutely nowhere. But I just want to say, and I say very respectfully to my progressive, socialist, liberal friends who are on the left, this is what you put. You're going to come down on us because we support President Trump. And I want you to look at the economy. I want you to look at everything that's happening that is good in the country. I want you to look at the opportunity zones that are in the inner cities of the United States of America. How long have I railed on this to help them? Before we were running down the border, we're running down. Oh, look at the people in cages that Barack Obama started, but President Trump is getting the blame for. How about going to the inner city? The president is doing opportunity zones in the inner cities to help out the stressed areas of the United States of America. Now, you want to vote liberals, progressive, and I love you and I don't hate you. But once you put these folks in power and Nancy Pelosi becomes the speaker again, you know what you get? Absolutely nothing. There has been nothing. There's not been one initiative to help anything that has to do with you or I that will help us in the United States of America in the House of Representatives. I humbly submit that. I humbly submit that. So don't tell me that I'm crazy if I support the president. I'm just saying. 6:51 with Joe on the radio and Frankie Fibros. Debbie's out there. Hello, Debbie Duhame. How are you doing this morning?
I enjoy the Gap Band, by the way. I enjoy hearing that. Outstanding.
Thank you, Debbie.
Oh, there you go. See, maybe I'm too old. I'm too old. Yeah,
I want to hear more funk. I love that kind of music. That is so good.
No, you know I'm going to ask Matt the phone right now. What is Super Bad by James Brown? Did we have that on the other day? Super Bad. This is one of the great songs. You talk about funk, I think of James Brown. You're talking about like disco kind of stuff that you can dance to,
Gap
right?
The Gap Band. Oh, yeah. What about You Drop the Bomb on Me? Oh, there's so many good songs. Oh, man, Matt, I'm going to hear some good stuff.
Listen, I would do whatever you want because I love you, but you're not going to ask me to dance at the wedding, right? Because I'm not really a dancer.
You're not going to be doing like some crazy disco dancing.
You don't dance. You don't want to dance. I can't. At the dance.
No, you'll
I
dance
know.
To Frank Sinatra. How's that?
Yeah, you're good. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's right. Right.
Yeah.
It had to be you. Oh, wait a minute. That was my wedding song. Wait, that didn't work out. That didn't work out so well.
It's a good song, though.
It was. It was too long, though. You know, it was like you're dancing and everybody's watching you, and I'm thinking to myself, it's too long. I wanted to edit it.
Staring at you, right? And you're like, oh, that's the song, please.
Had to be you. Can we end this song? Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Okay. Oh, my Lord. So 6:52. Deb's out there looking out for you. It's a rainy, rainy day. Mm-hmm. That means traffic. And don't tell me why that happens. But if it gets cloudy, it gets really bad on the road. And Debbie will get you through it on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's see what's happening on the Sprain. Northbound, that ramp to 287. Accident right on that ramp. Watch out for some slowdowns over there. Now, speeds are down to 35 at the Tappan Zee Bridge because of the weather. Inbound GWB, that's 15 minutes in. Lincoln 20, Holland 20. We're still seeing slowdowns on 78 East exit 15 with a crash in the left lane and some stop-and-go traffic for you as you take a ride to the New Jersey Turnpike. The eastern spur south of 15X getting down through Secaucus. It looks like they just cleaned up an accident there. Some stop-and-go traffic this morning on the FDR Drive south through the 60s with an accident clear. Solid traffic on the LIE westbound right through Casino Boulevard and the Southern State Parkway westbound. That stop and go getting out toward Merrick Avenue with an accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
AM 970 The Answer is giving you the chance to win $1,000 every day for our summer cash contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 970 for keywords announced at approximately 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then go to am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to am970theanswer.com.
So I want to tell you about Dr. Ed Romano. Dr. Ed Romano and Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey, right in Morristown. They can make your smile look and feel its best. If you're looking for an amazing family and cosmetic dentist, Dr. Romano and his amazing team are committed to providing personalized care and customized treatment. And they'll get you in and out fast because they respect you and your time. How about that? With over 30 years of his career devoted to providing his patients with the best dental and oral health possible, there are only a few dentists in the country with Dr. Romano's credentials and expertise. Hey, are you ready to smile, baby? I know you are. Will you please try to visit AestheticSmilesNJ.com, AestheticSmilesNJ.com, or call Dr. Romano's office today. Tell him Joe sent you, and you'll be treated to a dental experience like you've never had before. Look, veneers, how about that, to make your smile sparkle? Implants that help you eat and feel better? You can count on Dr. Romano and the excellent team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. Here's the number, 973-285-5480.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Here it is. James, come on.
Watch me.
Watch me.
Watch me.
Watch me.
I got it.
You got it.
Watch me.
Hey.
I got it.
Come on.
I got something that makes me want to shout.
Dance with me, baby.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
I'll dance at any wedding with this song, Frank.
I got soul.
This is
super bad. Oh, you got to play this for me.
I got soul. And I'm super bad.
I love music. And I perform music. Listen. I cannot explain to you, as we're on the air now, why James Brown locked into this sound like no other person has in the music industry. No one like this man. Is it the note on the guitar? Is it the drums? I tell you, genius. Such a huge James Brown fan. So will you play some James Brown at your wedding there, Frankie? Would you do that?
Absolutely.
We can request that, and I'll get up and I'll dance with Debbie. I really will do that. Thank you, Matt, for putting that on. We want to get your Thursday morning started. Throwback Thursday. Did you see that? Did you see the picture of me with the muscle thing? Did you see that shot?
I did. That's great.
I'm embarrassed to retweet it. When we come back, I want to talk about Dennis Prager, and then I want to talk about should I retweet the muscle shot. There's a lot to get into this morning. It's Radio Piscopo with Morano, and we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
74 degrees at 6:59. I'm Frank Morano with your local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo was calling out Mayor de Blasio for taking too long to bring NYPD departmental charges against the cop at the center of the Eric Garner case. Cuomo says Eric Garner is dead and no one has been punished. But the governor refused to say whether Officer Daniel Pantaleo should keep his job on the force. His comments come as protesters took to the streets outside City Hall yesterday, calling out the Justice Department for its decision not to file civil rights charges against Pantaleo.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.